paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
946, the Steen Richards Sunday morning on WGN. Chicago's biggest music festival and arguably one of the country's biggest music festivals kicks off Thursday this week. Normally, Lollapalooza is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday affair. They've expanded it now to 4 days. All 4 days completely sold out even before they announced any of the artists that will be performing. It includes the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who we're listening to, and Radiohead, and so many more. We caught up with our pal Greg Kot, the music critic for the Chicago Tribune, and got a little bit of a preview of what we can expect this year.
Yeah, well, the festival economy was the one thing that was kind of going right for the music industry for the last decade. Festival attendance has been up. 32 million people attended festivals a couple of years ago. Which is huge because the rest of the industry is not doing so well. But we're starting to see some cracks, some chinks in the armor this year. Bonnaroo's attendance was down in Tennessee for the first time in a number of years. And as you mentioned, the Pitchfork Music Festival in Union Park saw a decline in attendance this year. Lollapalooza is still going strong, sold out 400,000 tickets in 4 days, you know, in less than an hour for 4 days. First time they've done a four-day festival, so they're still going strong. Yeah. But you know,
so how do you account for that? I mean, other festivals are down. Is it just that Lollapalooza is tapping into who people want to see more? So because it was sold out even before they announced one act, right?
Yeah, it's been the pattern for the last few years is they've been selling out before they announced the lineup, which is extraordinary. They've tapped into a particular demographic. It's probably 40% of their audience is under the age of 25. So they've found a sweet spot for that audience, a mix of electronic pop music, the rave festival type stuff, and new modern rock radio type of bands. And that formula seems to be working well. The fans just expect a great time. It's become almost a rite of passage. It's almost a non-musical event for a lot of these people attending the festival. It's about this gathering of the tribes in Grant Park every summer. And it's almost irrelevant who plays.
So, of the people who are playing, who do you think are what will be the biggest shows, the most sought after?
The headliners, Radiohead is a major act still major draw, and I think that's one of the big reasons to go for a lot of people if they are going for a musical experience. I also think the LCD Sound System reunion. They broke up 5 or 6 years ago. They're back, apparently working on some new material. I think they're one of the best bands of the 2000s, so it's great to see them back. So I would say they are a major draw, at least for people who care about music. For the nostalgia crowd, the Red Hot Chili Peppers are now playing Lollapalooza for the fourth time. They were the second headliner in the Lollapalooza's history way back in 1992. And now they are headlining yet again. Here they are. So they do have a sort of a heritage that they are trying to honor as well this year.
What do you think will be some of the must-sees this year outside of the headliners? You're always so great at, like, you know, pointing us to, like, really cool bands that are artists that we ought to check out.
Yeah, you know, early in the day, sometimes you can find some really good stuff. Lucy Dacus is this up-and-coming singer-songwriter. She's playing at 1 o'clock. Early in the festival, I think it might even be Thursday. This really, really good songwriter from Richmond, Virginia. Outkast's Big Boy has a new project that he's working on and will be performing live with two members of Fantagram. So it's a combination of sort of electronic indie pop and this major hip hop artist who's going out on his own outside of Outkast. So I like that. I love this band from the UK. Wolf Alice is a band that I would point people to if you're looking for something on the newer tip. So throughout all 4 days, you will find bands like this. And I think really the undercard is if you're a 19-year-old, the undercard is the reason to go because you're going to stumble into something you may never have heard of and you're going to end up liking. That'll be the band. You went to go see, you know, the Red Hot Chili Peppers because your big brother told you about them, but you end up stumbling into a band like Wolf Alice and say, now I've got a band for me.
When Lollapalooza first started, it was such an alternative festival and so different, and has just had the most interesting evolution through the years. The idea that electronic dance music is one of the most popular things at Lollapalooza is amazing to me. I know it's popular, I get it, but it's just amazing considering the way Lolla started.
Well, Lollapalooza started as a sort of an indie rock festival. It was rock, very rock-oriented, guitar-based rock music from the underground. That's what it grew up honoring. It was alternative. It ended in 97 because that sort of lost steam. Tried to reinvent itself in 2003. That didn't quite take. Finally, you know, Destination Festival in 2005. They had an electronic-based stage back then called Perry's, which was very poorly attended. Nobody really cared. But in the last 5 years, the Perry stage, where the electronic music has been the most explosively growing part of that entire festival. That is always well attended. And it ties in with this festival crowd that's in America right now, going to see electronic music on a widespread basis, really for the first time in North American history. It's been huge in Europe since the 80s. But in terms of these huge crowds, Lollapalooza sort of tapped into that early and has made that a big component of it. So the fact that it's able to book those kind of DJs and electronic artists that these that audience wants to see has been a big part of its continuing success.
It's been so interesting, outside of electronic music, that this one-time indie rock festival evolved into featuring Kanye West, Lady Gaga, Eminem, really, really mainstream, kind of popish acts. Mm-hmm. That brought crowds in. The people were like super excited to see.
Yeah, they're picking up the hip hop bookings this year too. They've increased it yet again. You know, J. Cole is one of the headliners. You see acts like Vince Staples out there. They just added Joey Perp, you know, who's one of the up and coming Chicago hip hop artists. A number of Chicago hip hop artists. Tokyo is on there as well. So the hip-hop has picked up. The electronic music continues to go strong. You know, you compare this festival to the one in 91, it's very different in the type of acts they're booking. But if they hadn't evolved and kept up with what young people are listening to today, it would not be selling out 400,000 tickets over 4 days.
Yeah. Is Lollapalooza beneficial to the city of Chicago?
Well, they claim they are, and the city of Chicago seems to love the fact that they are getting, you know, the tax revenue and also the ancillary income from all the restaurants and cabs and hotels being booked. I mean, they say they're bringing in tens of millions of dollars in the Chicago economy, and there's studies that are being made that say that's true. Some of the clubs complain that they're taking acts away from them during the summer, but there's 21 clubs hosting after parties during this week, which all of them will probably sell out. So there's a lot of money pouring into the Chicago economy, and it ties in with what Daley and now Emmanuel have been preaching, which is, you know, bringing in tourist dollars into the Chicago economy. And from that standpoint, Lollapalooza has been a huge success.
You wrote a really great piece about the evolution of Lollapalooza, and it talked about its founder, Perry Farrell, exploring new projects. He was, according to the article, it was a little bit unclear as to what that might be. Is he leaving Lollapalooza?
Well, I don't know if he's leaving it, but he's certainly moving on. I think his direction, his attention has been directed elsewhere. I don't think he feels like he's really at the center of what Lollapalooza is doing anymore. I mean, he's in his 50s. He knows the audience for Lollapalooza is in their teens and early 20s. He doesn't feel a part of that audience anymore. I mean, Perry Farrell handpicked the first couple of Lollapalooza lineups back in the 90s. He was very much a part of that scene and helped create it. Now I think he feels like, you know, I don't even understand the music that's being booked on my own stage, which is kind of a huge admission to make. Like, I don't get it. I don't like it. You know, I don't want these EDM artists, you know, playing my festival because I don't like that kind of music.
Right.
But I do it because we don't sell out 100,000 tickets a day if we don't do it. So now he feels like, okay, I'm moving on. I need to do something else. He's telling everybody that it will listen that he's going to do something else.
What do you think that might be? Is it going to be another festival? Is it going to be... What are his options?
He says it's going to be music-centric. He says it won't be another Lollapalooza, but who knows? You know, Perry talks. He's like a circus carny. He's always advertising the next thing. It may or may not work out.
Yeah.
He's done this before. He left Lollapalooza in 97, basically said, okay, I'm done with this. To his credit, he saw the writing on the wall. And, you know, it came back, and it came back again, and now he got involved again. He's made a ton of money off of it. I think he's just bored. I think he's just looking for the next venture. I think he feels like Lollapalooza kind of almost runs itself, and more you can see each year he's kind of retreating.
So the new Lollapalooza will kick off this coming Thursday. It'll be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's completely sold out. We'll have complete coverage of it. I'll be live out at Lollapalooza all day long on Thursday. It's my favorite day of the year, of course. Because anytime I can hang out with 100,000 people in, you know, basically 95 degree weather or pouring rain, that's a real treat for old Uncle Dean. But we'll have the live coverage of all of that on WGN TV. And yes, we did do the interview on Runway 1 at O'Hare, by the way. That was the noise that you heard in the background. We were outside and the street sweeper came by. What are you going to do? It's real. It's honest.